the Folk Music of Pakistan record. That song was Dolak Geet, which is a Punjabi folk song. Before that was some crazy yodeling shit by Midge, which is the name Jim spelled backwards, from Jim Holmberg. That song was Grok, Martian Love Call. The record is called Yodeling Astrologer, recently reissued by ESP Disc. Before that was a track from Exhaust's self-titled record. That was A History of Guerrilla Warfare on Constellation Records. And then before that was Horton Barker from the record Traditional Singer. Song was Wayfaring Stranger. And started that set off with some Romanian folk dances. That song was Dea Lungul Si Hatagana, presented by Mihai and Alexandru David. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope that you weren't disappointed that Anti-Gravity Bunny Radio replaced Monica's show The Feelies. Next up is DJ Rip Raptor. The name of the show is The Pasco Playlist. Awesome. He's going to be taking care of you guys for the next 2 hours, and we are about to go. I'm signing out. Thank you very much. Here you go.
Timmy, what is it? It's a velociraptor. It's inside.
to be alone. I never wanted to be on my own. I never wanted to be alone. I only wanted to feel at home. I felt like I was going through the motions, swimming in the ocean with my spotlight. Couldn't get it open, couldn't get it focused in. No moonshine, nothing to console me, floating as I sailed adrift. My heart, my navigating compass, no magnetic senses. Should I go left, should I go right? Should I go this, should I go back? Should I follow all my instincts? Should I just follow my Bible? Should I give it all one more try? Should I kiss it all goodbye? With a cold heart and a dry eye, swallow my pride, think about my own survival.
Weave in and out through the people in the crowd.
Travel 300 miles and I still feel down.
I'm me and myself, what are the three of us about?
God, please help me out.
There's really no choice. The me you see, there's the me I see, there's the me that I really am.
Which do I choose?
So many thoughts racing through my brain, so self-conscious about every choice I make.
Should I go left, should I go right?
Should I go
this, should I go that? Should I follow all my
instincts?
Should I just follow my
heart? How do I please everybody in the peace? Everyone is still leaving a little piece for me. I don't wanna think anybody's enemy, but I still got needs, gotta follow my lead.
Folks, you are tuned into the Pasco playlist on BFF.FM. I will be your host for the next couple of hours. My name is DJ Rip Raptor, here posted up in the secret alley on a gloomy Wednesday in San Francisco, California. Started off the show with a couple of jams from some local acts. The first song you heard was from Mr. Prolific Bay Area singer, songwriter, producer, artist, playwright, everyman, Sonny Smith. That was Isolene's Lost from his most recent release on Polyvinyl Records, Talent Night at the Ashram, a record that you have heard me play from before on my show, and I will continue to do so because it's a good record. And we also heard from Lyrics Born, who is a Japanese-American rapper from Richmond, California, from the East Bay, and he just released his 8th studio album, spanning a 22-year career in music. Pretty unbelievable. Celebrated the release of that album with a great show at the Independent on Friday that I had the pleasure of attending. And that song that we heard was Pushed Aside, Pulled Apart, from his previous album, As You Were. We'll get to some tracks from the newer album a bit later in the show. Busy week for live music in San Francisco and in the East Bay this week. Got a couple of shows tonight that I'm going to be checking out. Hope to see you there. One is at Brick and Mortar, and that's presented by Different Fur and Professional Fans. Features Harriet Brown, who is a young R&B magi, I should say, from the East Bay. Also Plush and O, formerly known as the Black Cobra Vipers. Not really sure if I love the name O more so than Black Cobra Vipers. I know they decided to make that change for aesthetic reasons, but still haven't really come full circle on that one. No pun intended. Obviously pun intended. And headlining that show will be Ava Luna, who I got to see over in Austin during South by Southwest. They have a new record. They're a great band. So that's happening at Brick and Mortar. And there's also a free show at the Chapel Bar tonight. It's a late night shindig with Growler, with two W's, San Francisco art rock enthusiasts. They will be performing tracks off of their recent release, Even Tenor. That's happening tonight at the Chapel Bar from 11 p.m. to about the midnight hour. So you guys in the East Bay, like me, you can get home on the BART. I'll have my car, though, so if anyone needs a ride, hit me up. Just look for DJ Rip Raptor. Just cool in the Chapel Bar like this. Cool! Cool! That's how you get my attention. Alright, we are going to jump into some Luke Sweeney time, because that's always a good time. We're going to hear a few tracks from Adventurous here on your BFF.FM.
Shit. disaster and drink it from a vial.
All right, guys, you are tuned into the Pasco playlist. I'm your host, DJ Rip Raptor, and this is BFF.FM, best frickin' frequencies forever, broadcasting out of the secret alley in the Mission neighborhood of San Francisco, California. Just heard a nice little sampling platter of tracks from some local artists. That last one was from a band called Talk of Shamans, also known as Taco Shamans, also known as The Tacos, also known as TOS. I don't know, they probably have some other nicknames, but they do a nice little delivery of proto psych rock with lots of finger tapping, sort of creating a cool effect with that. And they performed at Bottom of the Hill last Friday to an adoring crowd. I stopped into that show for a minute and checked it out, and you heard a song called Staircase. Before that, we had Mall Walk off of the Vacant Stare Records label, and that song was called Teen Missing. And then before that, we had three from the warped genius mind of Luke Sweeney off of his album Adventure, colon, Us. We heard That's How My Baby Learned to Fly, Open Those Savage Eyes, and Espousal Arousal. And that album is out on the Aerobic International label. Luke Sweeney and some others are going to be up at Hickey Fest next month, and we'll be talking more about that event as the date draws nearer, having some guests slated to come in while they're preparing for that festival and to promote it. So stay tuned for that in the coming weeks. Big weekend this weekend for Memorial.